Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Matthew 24 verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. I'll take it again. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. So the one and only sign Jesus gave about the end of the church age is the gospel of the kingdom being presented on nation basis. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word nation is actually referring in the Greek to ethnos, from which we get ethnic. And it refers to a group of people who have similar lifestyle or habits and therefore similar circumstances. So the gospel of the kingdom should be preached on group basis. And the groupings must be according to lifestyle or habit, and as a result, same circumstance. The gospel of the kingdom is supposed to address the specific needs of groups of people. So today you are going to hear the gospel of the kingdom. And I want to talk to you on the subject, what is the problem? Somebody says, no problem. You know, we like that language. When they ask you, what is going on? You say, no problem. You try and deny a problem. But if there is no problem, then we don't need a solution. Then we don't need Jesus in Africa. So in this opening session, I'm going to give us a wake-up call to the challenges of black people. The reason is simple. If you cannot define a problem clearly, it cannot be solved. It will be like shadow boxing hitting the air. Because you don't know the target, you don't know the problem, you don't know the challenge. It's like you are in a classroom and you do not understand a question properly. You can have the solution, but you cannot apply it or solve it just because you have not clearly defined what the problem is. So many times we have got the solutions in our hands. But we are groping around like blind people looking for the solution which is already in our hands.
And
whilst we are running all around looking for the solution, we are languishing in the problems. Many of our people are spiritual people. We have faith in God. Africans are people of faith, people of the word of God, people of the spirit. But we have in times past shown that we do not know how to apply the solutions we have to our problems. So although we believe in God, our problems doesn't seem to go away. Why? It is because we have not diagnosed properly the problem. Now, after the proper diagnosis today, because I'm going to diagnose it from God's perspective, you will see that the solution to our challenges lies with black Christians. Not with politicians. Not with economists. Not with white people. Not with the IMF or the G8. Because God always puts a solution within the problem. The solution is in our hands. It is not in somebody's hands. So don't put it in somebody's hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God asks Moses, what is in your hands? He said, a rod. Moses had little idea that when he was holding the rod, it was a solution to delivering the people of Israel from the captivity in Egypt. It was in his hands, but he didn't know.
Now Moses no kuta sa pomano.
One time Jesus asked his disciples, there were about 10,000 approximation, right? About 10,000 people he had to feed.
Yeah.
And they were in a desert, there was nothing. He asked them, what do you have?
They
said, 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but what is it among this problem that we
have?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, before solving a problem, you must break it down to find out the root of it.
Else
you will do what is called window dressing. And you will heal it slightly whilst the thing is festering under the surface. And you say, peace, peace, pastor, no problem, no problem, when there is no peace. Now, in breaking down our problems, I want you to know that the challenge of black people, by the way, is not bad political leadership. Somebody says
that
it's our leaders. That's the problem of Africa.
Somebody
also says it's poverty and wars. Underdevelopment. Other people say that our problem is ignorance and it is corruption. Inferiority. Pull him down syndrome. Discrimination or stereotyping.
Somebody
says, Pastor, our problem is tribalism, identity crisis, receiving mindset.
Name it.
Have we talked about brain drain?
Na yakasa fa nimdia bibi manfo ya wonanso ya dwe yesa kira bo kire ni ayeye nti onu mani made nyina ni asesa wo makogu abro kire.
I have said all this so that you see that the real challenge of Africa from God's perspective is not any of these things.
Makika wen nyina de akira o amo ehu se se de onyame hu ya hafa no enye se de ye hu ne fa.
These are symptoms of the real challenge.
Na we ya no man ketin ketia epie esan se haw na nkasa nkasa wo ho.
So for a short time I want to take you to the beginning and we are going to do some history.
Na me pese ye kwa ahasie no.
So we'll go back to the Old Testament and start it from the beginning. So that we can trace the problem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yeah.
All right. So I want us to understand that in the very beginning, God, by grace, set all men up to live right and to do it and to get it right. All men got it right. So Africans, they knew and worshipped the true God like all men in the beginning. But like Israel in Egypt, a time came that black people forgot all about him, including his name. After 400 years of slavery in Egypt, Israel completely forgot about God.
Israel for a course, I'm quite sumo one female or ha and naimono. Israel refi when yamekra.
That thing happened to black people also.
Nasadia were a two a baby mine.
So, can you imagine Moses asking God, when I go to them, what is your name that I should go and tell them?
And it's in a Moses, Missa, what I miss, what I mean, what sumamio. Now, me corner me, who may be some son, a wine, a sumamia, a deep banner memo.
So, although Africans knew and worshipped the true God, got it right in the beginning. Along the line, the true God became very remote to us. Because he was remote in our eyes, God needed a physical representative with us in the form of our ancestors and gods. So we were full of worshiping ancestors and lesser gods. These times are referred to in the Bible as times of ignorance. Acts chapter 17.
Matthew, Acts.
But because God had a gracious plan, a gracious exit for us from idolatry,
Acts
17 tells us that God, because of his gracious plan he had in future for us, he overlooked the idolatry until the coming of Jesus Christ.
Acts
Acts 17:29. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, or we were made in the image of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold, silver, or stone.
And what say you who nyamini prekupe yanu say at the sika kwa anabuba anabibi at
something shaped by art and man's devising.
A dear wanipa etumidin in sanyone.
Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked.
Now Samaya ne yimru on yami erefi.
But now commands all men everywhere. Underline all men everywhere.
Then there was shiny pen yina wa baby asse.
To repent.
Yan sisa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is the Old Testament.
Now where you are pam da da no.
Where God overlooked idolatry. But because he has brought Jesus and raised Jesus from the dead, he says, I am not overlooking it anymore. Everybody must repent.
Now what say emra what the Christo abana when the Christo efia ufum no there.
Whether you are a Jew, you are a Gentile, you are black or white, or whoever you are, you have to repent of idolatry.
So we are Mizraimi, so we are Israeli, so we are Jew, we are Gentile, and I say, Memuni, and now we are Tuntuma and Akoko, when you miss him, real Christo Abem with your sister.
Now let's come to the New Testament.
Mumayanko Apamfu Frodo.
So in the beginning of the New Testament, once again, can we all say once again?
Once again.
God graciously set all men up to do it right.
Now, what a powerful throne, a chassis, and a beam, or Yami at the end, Percy was saying, Yen San Chassis, the Yen Yi.
After another 400 years of silence, he brings Jesus and he says that I am beginning the Old Testament again, and I want you to get it right, yes. Because I've brought the grace that you need to do it right.
Well, in fear or ha a hana na be chamukwano. On ya mese me saya beye a dear fufrobium. Said ya na musumi ye a shaseno me say a dia babio.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So, through Jesus Christ, God, who had become remote to us, revealed himself to all men. Now, one more time.
Christo Sunti. Onyame na nankani ye nim no no onyame esan yi no ho de ne kire ye bio enam Christo so.
God, who had been forgotten by men, comes now in flesh.
Yo onyame a enipa ewe fi ni dada no wasaya baye nchen e wo nipa sumu
by grace.
Adumara kwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the revelation of Jesus first went to the Jews.
Na Yesu who edisem no edikan ko Jew for ho.
John 1:11-12.
Yohane asempai ho ne wo.
And from the Jews first, it went to Samaria or the Samaritan, the half Jews.
Na efi Jew for no ho ne ko Samaritan for ho no. Omo Jew na ye fa na fa sun ye Jew.
If you read Acts chapter 8, you understand what I'm talking about.
Now,
the revelation of Jesus continued. And from the half-Jews, it came to black people represented by an Ethiopian of great authority who was a leadership figure in Ethiopia. God revealed Jesus from Isaiah 53. Jesus crucified by grace unto black people.
Na emra Samaritan fo ni nya wieye na o ma to so mi esa wo mu nya ye no eye abibiman na ye gina ho ma Ethiopia ni bia no otu kwan a onyame nam ne di sam so amoma ohu Kristo asam no efi Isaiah nguma nom no ono ne nia otoso miensa oti Yesu ho asem.
Our politicians need to encounter Jesus.
Na ya memu fo na wo so mu ni Yesu enyam puni mpu.
As many times they don't understand what they read.
Na ya ne bi wo ha ne ya omo kenkan no wo mu nte ase.
Like this great politician, a man of Ethiopia, who didn't understand why Jesus came.
Na ti say Ethiopia ni ya na wo kenkan bi bi fa Yesu ho na wo nte ase.
Now from black people, the revelation of Jesus went to white people. If you read Acts chapter 10, another great leader who was an European, Cornelius, received the gospel.
Now, if you be my honor and son, I call brofun sem. Ah, saw one yan your friend Cornelius. Ah, when yami ye Christo husu edisem no editren.
Are you getting the history?
But you
know, once again, as it happened in the Old Testament, Africans like the Jews forgot all about Jesus.
Now said they see ye biono, said they see wa pam da dano, a sign by a pamphu fronum and be before sukra.
And our instinct for physical idols reared its head again in our worship to God. I'm gradually bringing it home. So before the white man came with the gospel in our recent history in the 15th century, black people had a form of worship where we acknowledged the true God, but we saw him as remote again. So once again, we emphasize our ancestors and our various gods as being with us in the place of God. And our festivals and domestic ceremonies, they showcase all of this thing. If you go to a typical domestic ceremony like naming ceremony and all that, you will see what I'm talking about. The gods, the lesser gods, and the ancestors are seen as being in the image of God and representing him.
Na yehu se ye nananom ene enyame kitinkiti ejina ho ema sa nyame na ye nim no kra bio.
Our people have seen them as our benefactors.
Na omu hu se ye mpenimfo ene abosunsumfo omu na omu bua ye ema ye tumi ye bibia.
They are seen as people who give us harvest.
Yehu omu se se eduaba ye edua ne beye ya.
If you take any typical festival anywhere in Africa, you will see that this thing is showcased. Not just harvest, they also protect us. So in our domestic ceremonies, they will call for protection from the ancestors. They give us bumper catch. They give us wisdom, the wisdom of the gods. They are the people who keep us in health, and they even give us children. Our people see them as our benefactors who even judge and avenge us. The problem all along has been physical idols or gods. So if you trace your history a little bit, right now, if you should trace it a little bit, you'll see that there is a God, lesser God, in your family.
Now would you call chi? Woman me wanna wanna nan can swan sa fatu as wo mina na we no com sa busumi. Mina na we na sensu ene man nina sa be yo ni na tua tuasu busu.
Every tribe has got it, every family has got it. We have had idols and shrines in rivers. Stones. Trees. Strange looking people. Anything that is strange becomes a representative of God. Let's read about that in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14. Let's read about how we have seen them as our benefactors.
Acts
14 and
15b.
Paul says that you should turn from these useless things to the living God who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all things that are in it.
Paul says,
Now look at verse 16. Who in bygone generations allowed, can we all say allowed? Allowed. All nations, say all nations, to work in their own ways. So when we were walking in our own ways, it was the lesser gods and the ancestors. But the Bible says that God overlooked it or he allowed it. Nevertheless, verse 17, he did not leave himself without a witness. In the midst of the idolatry, God still did good. He gave us rain from heaven. Not from the gods. It was God, although he had overlooked it, he was still saying that I am there and a time is coming,
yeah,
and now is that I am commanding every man everywhere to repent. He gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness in the midst of idolatry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you imagine that you are glad, although your heart is glad, although you are in idolatry?
Hey,
that's a very strange thing. And you see, that is what keeps people in the idolatry. Because they misinterpret and misunderstand the grace and the goodness of God. So it's not from our ancestors, it's not from the river, it's not from anywhere. It is from the Almighty God. He was always doing us good, in spite of the fact that we have strayed from him.
And
he still does the good. Now, even in our current idolatry. He still fills our heart with food and gladness. It doesn't mean that the idolatry is okay, because a time is coming at the end of the world, Matthew 13, verse 38 and 39, that he is going to deny it.
Alright. Amen.
So when the white man came, they used the word of God rightly, and They use signs, S-C-I-E-N-C-E, signs, mm-hmm. not signs, S-I-G-N-S. Mm-hmm. The white man came with the gospel and with signs, not signs and wonders, but with signs, and they were able to move our people from these physical idols. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.